John chapter 3.
There was a man named Nicodemus. He was a Jewish leader, one of the Pharisees. This man came to Jesus at night. Nicodemus said to him, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. No one could do these miracles which you are performing if God were not with him." Jesus answered him, "I am telling you the truth. If a person is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked him, "When a man is already old, how can he be reborn? It is not possible for him to go inside his mother's womb the second time and be born." Jesus answered, "I am telling you the truth. If a person is not born from water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What has been born from human beings is human, and what has been born from the Spirit is spiritual. Don't be surprised because I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. It is the same way with everyone who has been born from the Spirit." Nicodemus answered Jesus, "How can these things happen?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of the people of Israel, and you don't know these things? I am telling you the truth. We are talking about what we know. We are telling the truth about what we have seen, but you are not accepting our truth. Since I am talking to you about earthly things and you are not believing them, if I were to tell you about heavenly things, how could you believe? I am the only one who ever came down from heaven. No one else has ever gone up to heaven. Moses lifted up the brass snake in the desert for the people. In the same way, I must be lifted high, so that everyone who commits himself to me will have eternal life. God loved the people of the world so much that he gave up his one and only Son. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will not be destroyed. Instead, that person will have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge it. God sent Jesus so that the people of the world could be saved through him. The person who commits himself to Jesus is not condemned, but the one who does not commit himself to Jesus has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. The light has come into the world, but people loved the darkness more than they loved the light, because the things which they were doing were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light. He does not come toward the light. He does not want his evil deeds to be exposed. But the person who is living the truth comes toward the light. He wants his actions to become clear because he did them for God. After this, Jesus and his followers went to the land of Judea. He stayed there with them, and he was immersing some people. John was immersing people in the town of Enon, which is not far from the town of Salim, because there was plenty of water there. People continued coming to be immersed. John had not yet been thrown into prison. There was an argument between some of John's followers and a Jewish man about making things pure. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the man you have endorsed, who was with you on the other side of the Jordan River, look, he is immersing people too. Everyone is coming to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything if heaven has not given it to him. You yourselves know that I told the truth when I said, 'I am not the Messiah.' I have been sent ahead of him. The groom is the one who will get the bride. The best man is the one who stands by and listens. He is glad when he hears the groom's voice. This is my joy. It is now complete. Jesus must become more important. I will become less important. The one who comes from above is greater than all things. The person who comes from the earth belongs to the earth and talks about the earth. The one who comes from heaven is the most important. He tells the truth about what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his proof. The person who does accept his proof confirms that God is real. God sent Jesus. Jesus speaks the words of God because God gave him the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has put everything in the Son's control. The person who commits himself to the Son has eternal life, but the person who does not obey the Son will not see eternal life. Instead, God's punishment stays on that person."